Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Monday of the 10th week of Ordinary Time, and from South Africa, we hear from Father Evans Zulu. Originally from Zambia, Father Evans lives in Pietermaritzburg, a member of the Emapatewan Priory. His preaching today is entitled, Trust God and Flee from His Wrath.
A reading from the first book of Kings. In those days, Elijah the Tishbite of Tishbe in Gilead said to Ahab, As the Lord, the God of Israel, lives, before whom I stand, there shall be neither dew nor rain these years, except by my word. And the word of the Lord came to him, Depart from here, and turn eastward, and hide yourself by the brook Cherith, that is east of the Jordan. You shall drink from the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to feed you there. So he went and did according to the word of the Lord. He went and dwelt by the brook Cherith, that is east of the Jordan. And the ravens brought him bread and meat in the morning, and bread and meat in the evening, and he drank from the brook. The word of the Lord. The prophet Elijah was in a very serious predicament because he was sent by God to face a king who has been described by the Bible as one who did more anger or who did more to anger God than any of the kings before him. Not only that, this king had a wife who also is described by many and also by scripture as the evil pagan woman who had total influence on the king. Elijah's message to the king was to warn the king that if he does not change his ways, there were going to be a drought in the land. This task was not an easy one for Elijah. In fact, it was risky business. God knew only too well how horrible King Ahab was, such that after Elijah delivered the message, God himself told Elijah to flee Israel. This move by Elijah shows how much Elijah himself relied and trusted in God. When Elijah was asked by God to leave Israel, he did not delay. Elijah trusted that what God was doing in his life was right. And God in turn saw to it that Elijah was fed and was also protected. And in today's gospel, we heard Jesus proclaiming the Beatitudes. We can be certain that Elijah was one person who actually lived the Beatitudes even before they were proclaimed by Jesus Christ. Because Elijah trusted in God. And the central message in the Beatitudes is trust in God and you will find happiness. So to you and to me, we have this message of trusting God. And today, Scripture is trying to remind us that no matter how hard things might seem in our lives, no matter how difficult or how challenging our situations might be, We just have to be like Elijah, trusting in God. In whatever we do, trust in God. Amen.